Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I don't know how I got Gregory Hines into that Limit song, but I did, Bob.
You have to stop doing that because I was in the back getting some water, and I started into that same song. And Andy said, it's infectious, isn't it? I said, it's taking over my life. I go into the... And here we are again talking about that same old song.
Shelby Cassesi came in here a long time ago to do an update when we used to do them live in the studio, mm-hmm. and she heard Ron singing one of them, and she looked over at me, and she said, you broke him, just like that, and it was true. Nobody ever would have thought that Ron would be so utterly not himself. You know what I mean, Limits? Although others have said you lightened Ron up in his later years, which I take that as a compliment. What do you think, Bob?
About Ron being lightened up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as he headed toward the finish line that, yeah, there was something there. He saw what was about to take place in his life, and he was excited about it.
I think so, yeah. We're going to get to Aaron Rodgers, but first, there was a very interesting quote from Terrell Austin today. Was there not, O Limitless Wonder?
There was, Joe, and it answers one of the questions, probably the main question that we all have, on who calls the defense.
Mike's headed. He's part of the defense, obviously, and he's always been part of it. And it's nothing's changed in that regard. We go through our weeks, we plan. He's in all the meetings, all those things. And so there's really no change in terms of how we work together as a staff. And so I don't think that has any bearing on anything, you know, because Mike has always been involved. Nothing's changed in that regard.
Terrell Austin calls the defense, but Mike is very involved.
Where did he say that he calls the defense there?
He didn't, but that's what Jeff Hathorn said in our tweet on 93.7 The Fan, says nothing has changed and that Austin calls the plays.
All right. Well, I'll go with, and that's obvious. He has the play. He has the sheet in his hand, and he's the one talking into the green dot helmet on defensive plays. However, there's way more to the story, Bob. I mean, it's Tomlin's defense. It's his scheme. It's his personnel. It's his design. And Austin is calling from a menu of plays that Tomlin has designed. In other words, if they're in 3rd and 10 here, on a Wednesday or whenever the game plan's finally installed, this is what I want. So Austin calls it. He's just doing the head coach's bidding. Jerry Dulac described it very well this year when Harry Callis asked a question, believe it or not, on Jerry's mailbag and said, Jerry, does Austin have autonomy over defensive play calling? Dulac says, what people who think they know don't understand is this is Mike Tomlin's defense. It's his framework, his schemes, his alignment. Terrell Austin is entrusted with calling some, if not most, of the plays, but not all of them. And all he is doing is calling the plays and alignments that exist under the Tomlin framework. This is like blaming the painter for bad paint. I think that's very well said.
I think it is. I think it's no secret that Mike Tomlin has his hands on everything, as he should. He's the head coach. But if that he is the playbook, as Chris Hope described it, he's the guy who comes up with, you know, what their vision for this defense is. And when you bring in players to try to, you know, put into play that playbook, you're trying to get players who would execute it well. Going back to your previous point about not doing well with drafts of cornerbacks or defensive backs.
Yeah.
The result of that is because you don't have those players in there, you're bringing in others to try to do that design that may not be intended for those players because they're older and they can't do it anymore.
Right.
So
what's wrong with why can't people flourish in Tomlin's scheme? This the important thing to remember is this is Tomlin's scheme. So we constantly see the other team's best player, like the last 2 weeks, wide open in busted coverages. Do we blame players or scheme for that? His scheme doesn't seem to account, for example, for controlling tight ends.
No, and you know every week there is somebody, I think all the good coaches over the years that I've talked to, and this includes Mike, I will tell you there is something to take away from an offense. You know that there's one person, you know, Belichick did this all the time. There was one guy they were going to limit, and if you're going to beat them in other ways, go ahead, try it. We'll see what happens. But you have to start that way. And on this week against the Colts, I would imagine after what happened last week and what's happened historically over the last several years is the tight end is going to be a featured part of this. He's going to get targeted a lot. So to me, it would start there. How do we eliminate Tyler Warren from this offense? Now, you also have Jonathan Taylor. They come at you in a lot of different ways. So this is really a terrible matchup, which is why I don't think the Steelers are going to win this game. So they got to figure out ways and options to start, but it should change every week. And he should identify two or three people that you want to that you plan for so that they do not have an impact on their game.
Here's an interesting little tidbit, and that was well said too, Bob, I might add.
Well, thank you, Joe.
First,
very kindly.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This comes via Joe Rutter from The Trib. His tweet asked Cam Hayward if it was coincidence or a message that no defensive players got a vet day off Wednesday for the first time this year. He said, I don't know if it's a message, just trying to get better. It was just the second time he practiced on first day of work week / Wednesday. Watt had missed 6 Wednesdays in a row. What is that, Bob? Sounds like a message to me.
It should be. If it's not, it should be a message. Absolutely. It's like this isn't good enough, and I don't care how old you are or how long you've been around. There are no free passes here at this point. You guys all have to buy into it and do better, whatever it is. I don't know, though, that's going to have a big outcome or play a big role in the outcome of the game coming up this weekend, whether or not they were off Wednesday or not. They still have to do what they have to do, and the coaches need to put players in positions to do better, and that means moving some things around, some changing things, not doing it the same old way. You know, when you hear people talking about the predictability maybe of their defense and other players say it, that's not a good thing to hear.
All right, Limits, let's get to our friend and yours, Aaron Rodgers, who by all accounts and by anybody who's watching the games is playing really well, I think, for the most part. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes, better than I thought, just because of the age. And if I would have said to you at the beginning of the season, the only starting quarterback who would be left week 8 of the season is Aaron Rodgers, everyone else would be out with injury or benching or trade, I don't think you would have answered that with Aaron Rodgers as your final answer. But here we are.
It's really amazing that they find a quarterback and the defense gets worse. It's just mind-blowing. But anyway, I think he's their hope, and that offense is their hope to win this game. Don't you?
Yes.
I think both teams might be in the 30s. I know Indy will be. I hope both teams are.
And therefore, you're going to have to be in the 30s. And therefore, you're going to have to make sustained drives, and they have to cap in not field goals, but touchdowns against this team. Would you be – see, I would – in a game like this, if I know I have Boswell. I know how good he is, and I know. If it's 4th and 12 in high red zone, okay, I'll go for 3. But if it's 4th and 2, and I have a chance to continue for two reasons. Number one, I want to try to get a touchdown. But number two, I want to keep the ball away from Danny Dimes and his team. I don't want them to have it as much as possible. Time of possession is a big part. If you look at time of possession over the last several games, the Steelers have not won that battle at all.
See, I think, actually, the more I think about it, the more you might be right. That and nobody wants to hear this or watch this, but their best bet to winning might be dumbing this game down and getting the Colts involved in a rock fight. And that might involve a ton of running the ball.
Bring the jumbo guys in, and until they stop it, keep doing it.
Long drives, yeah. Be boring.
Yeah, but that's still, you're going to have to, even when you're boring, you're going to have to come up with points.
They might want to bore the Colts to death. Seriously, Bob, that might be their best route in this game because they're facing a machine
right now.
Again,
I thought they went against their own success in that last game against Green Bay. They had a 5.1 yard per carry average in the first half.
I agree.
Rushing the football, and they got the ball with a 9-point lead to start the second half, and they didn't do that.
They also couldn't be stopped on the ground in Cincy.
Right.
And they wound up getting involved in two score fests. I mean, maybe that's not the best thing. Maybe just keep running it and converting, you know, when you need to, 3rd and 3, staying on schedule, as they say. I don't know. Maybe there is no answer, Bob. Maybe that doesn't matter either.
Yeah.
They can't stop anybody.
No, they have to be able to stop. They have to, without the benefit of a turnover, they have to force 3 and outs, legitimate 3 and outs. And then they have to get the ball and occupy some time. I think that's the way you do it.
Yeah. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, let's hear a little bit of Aaron Rodgers. Was this from yesterday, yes?
Yeah, this is what Aaron had to say when he met the media on going for it on fourth down.
I mean, I think you're seeing some trends around the league of teams going for it, but we got a kicker who's pretty automatic from anywhere going back even beyond 60. And the field, thankfully, was in slightly better shape than the previous week. So Boz was amazing. You know, we got to be ready to go for those and convert them if we get a chance.
Well, you get a chance by having your coach tell you to go for it, right, Bob?
And Aaron seems to be the kind of guy who wants to go for it quite a bit. So, yeah, I get it. Boswell, it's a luxury to have a kicker. Like, there's no question. And points are never a bad thing, except when you need more than just 3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Where's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, in these kind of games, you know you're going to need more than three. I'd be surprised if this was a 21-17 game or something like that.
Oh, I think Tomlin would love it for them.
Yeah, that would be great, but I don't know if you're going to go down that direction.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Next
up, this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Roman Wilson's increased usage in the offense the last 2 weeks.
Like I told Roman, you know, I thought he was going to have a good week to start the week. I told him last Wednesday, I said, it's going to be your week this week. Just kind of had a feeling. And then Thursday, yeah, his best practice of the season. So, and even in that, there were still three or four real coachable moments. So, you know, I told Roa, you know, I've liked him since the first time we got to know each other out in Malibu. And I told him back then, I'm going to coach you to your potential, not to what I'm seeing. So I'm going to hold him to a high standard, and I was really proud of him in the game for the couple reaction plays that he made. And we just need to see consistency from him, but it starts in practice, and I thought Thursday was a really good practice for him, and today he had another nice practice.
Coach Rodgers.
I like that answer.
I like that answer, too. I mean, that's exactly – you would look to a guy who's a Hall of Famer and try to draw whatever you could out of him, and the fact that he said it was his best practice of the year – says something, too. Although I wonder about the previous practices and what was he doing on there.
I like the coachable moments clip. I just thought that was good. And, man, if you can infuse a young guy who's had a rough go of it with some confidence and you're giving him the ball, you're actually – because that's really the bottom line. Are you giving him a chance to make plays? And he is. And that was a nice touchdown catch the other day. Made a couple nice catches. He's starting to emerge a little bit.
And I think if you are a wide receiver or anyone on that team and you have a veteran like Aaron Rodgers who's going to be a gold jacket quarterback, if you impress him in practice, it's true what they say. If you impress him in practice, chances are he's going to look to you in the game because he feels good about what you've done that week.
Right.
Conversely, if you don't and you have a sloppy practice or he gets on you a little bit and you don't handle it the right way, the chances are he won't do it. That's just human nature, and I think that's what quarterbacks of his caliber will look to.
Now, I don't think his emergence changes my mind one bit about getting a real number two, but it has been at least somewhat encouraging. Next!
Next up on the list is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Stanford and Pitt playing, because we know that Aaron does not like Stanford from his days at Cal. I thought this was funny.
Well, good luck to Pitt beating those guys for sure. Come on, Panthers, let's go. You know? I talk to some of those guys just about every week. I always tease them. I know they're not playing Cal this year, but I always say, you guys playing Cal? And they say, nah, we got, you know, NC State. Or I say, oh, you're lucky. Lucky it's not Cal this week. But they're playing those guys. Come on, Pitt. Let's get it done this week.
They better get it done this week. Unfortunately, all I keep thinking about is Pat Bostic playing one of the best golf courses in the country, Bob.
Yeah, and his three handicap, he'll probably shoot a very good score out there. And that's good they went out today, so they have that opportunity for an extra day, and they can do that kind of thing.
Man, is that a big game for Pitt.
Yes, it is. You don't want to trip up in that.
Well, if you trip up, you're done. If you don't trip up, then you not only are guaranteed a huge game against Notre Dame, but even if you lose to Notre Dame, you're still, because they're not in the conference, you're guaranteed a huge game against Georgia Tech. But you've got to take care of business here.
I totally agree. And if, you know, you can make the case, I don't know if it's a believable case, but I tend to think these things could happen. If, you know, Pat Narduzzi saw something in Mason Heinchel that he obviously liked, and at the beginning of the season, you weren't going to take him out of Eli Holstein. You're not going to just remove him because of something you liked in an 18-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
But for argument's sake, if Mason Heinschel had had an opportunity to start from the very beginning of the season and, you know, went through the cupcake games, I think they would have probably won the West Virginia game. And you can make a case
maybe
about the
Louisville
game.
Maybe.
Now, that's also maybe pipe dreaming. I don't know. But he saw something he liked, and it didn't take much for him to make the move.
I'll tell you what, he's entertaining. He is fun to watch. And like I've said a couple times on this show, I never thought that Pitt was going to, like, garner my serious attention this season, but man, have they ever. It's fun, and I like it. What do you think Pat shoots on that course, Bob?
It's a tough golf course, I know. 79.
What I would do to
and he won't be happy, and he won't be happy with that.
I know. One more limits.
All right, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has not signed yet. He might just not be trying to sign yet because he's trying to go to a different team on their 53-man roster.
Or he's just not good enough.
That
too. Because if he comes in, he's going right to the practice squad. I don't think he's the kind of guy you insert immediately.
This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about his former teammate in Green Bay.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy. And I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities. He had a lot of big touchdowns. He can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster. So if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS. And whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
Bob, that sounds like your best player lobbying for this guy. Why don't you give him to him?
Again, I think if he comes here, he's going to first go to a practice squad just because they're not going to put him right onto the roster.
Why?
The practice squad is just like having a bullpen. You can utilize him whenever you want.
But
if
your best player
because he hasn't played in a long time, I don't know
wants him, then
sure,
make it happen, I
say.
I don't
think Aaron Rodgers is going to say anything bad about him if he likes him. He's not going to say. But his goal is to get to an active roster. So far, there have been a lot of opportunities with injured receivers. This is the first time. I think they brought him in with intentions of looking deep. Now, I haven't signed him yet. You know, this was reported a few days ago that he was going to be signed.
Because he wants to be on an active roster.
And they don't have room right now.
They don't have room. Take somebody.
When you first bring him in, you're going to want to see what he had. Just like Preppers originally went to that. I think they should use him more, by the way, given their...
You think they'll bring in another washed-up safety from New England next week, Bob, and make it a hat trick?
But I also think that Mike Vrabel wouldn't be making that if he thought those guys had a lot in the tank.
My point, right? Exactly.
He would not be doing that. So he didn't have any problems because you never know. The Steelers have the tiebreaker over the Patriots.
What happened to Peppers? He played well against his former team, I thought, really well.
I don't know.
Where is he?
He's on special teams.
Why isn't he playing?
I don't know.
Limits, do you have a guess there?
I have no idea. It
couldn't be worse than the guys that are.
Right. There's
and
no
at least
way.
He'll hit somebody.
There's no way he's worse than Chuck Clark.
I would put both washed-up safeties at safety this week for the Steelers and see what happens.
Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar?
Yes.
They should just call themselves the New England Steelers in the back end.
They should call themselves the Expatriates. Do you like that horse?
I like that horse. Huh? Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bob, one of our favorite times of the week, Dr. Jeffrey Hathorn is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Jeff Hathorn brought to you by October 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union.
May I ask the first question?
Please.
Jeff.
Wow.
I have to, I want to get this out. Joe may have already thought in his mind he's going to get to it, but. So when Pat Bostick left the studio today, he said he was going to play golf at San Francisco Country Club. Are you playing also?
I keep checking the mailbox, and I haven't seen the invitation yet.
Okay.
Jeff, he's playing with some big, big wigs, guys that are out of you and I, well, not Bob's league, but you and I league.
You should play, though, Jeff. It's a great golf course, and you're out there doing a play-by-play for the game this week. I'm sure you're going to do a great job in a big game for Pitt against Stanford. But, yeah, it's Friday, Friday morning.
It is a big game. Maybe it's just, you know, when I get to the airport, I'm going to find that there's an invitation waiting for me.
I think so.
Or not.
I think so. Absolutely. You've been around the Steelers as well this week, Jeff. The veteran defenders were made to practice yesterday. Was Mike Tomlin trying to send some sort of message there?
I think it was more that the veteran defenders wanted to send a message by being out there more than it was that they were forced to be out there. That, hey, you know, we're a part of this. We're the leaders. We're going to be out here. And, you know, similar things today on the in the indoor. So, yeah, I'm not surprised because I've seen that before when they've struggled where guys, I mean, even Ben, if they were really struggling, he might practice on a Wednesday when typically you would have that off.
Well, I think that's a good thing then. They got to do something. Something has to change. So if that can spur them on a little bit to get started, especially started quickly against this game, I think when you look at the Colts, you got to get a lead quickly and try to make them sort of one-dimensional, even though they don't tend to do that.
And the reality is, guys, I mean, it's not one thing. It's not Terrell Austin, just him. It's not just Mike Tomlin. It's a combination of things where everybody's fingerprints are on the struggles with the defense. I'm talking about on the defensive side, where everybody could look in the mirror and do better. It's just, can this team... When it's going to face adversity against the Colts. Is it going to melt like we've seen the last couple of games when it faces that adversity, or are they going to have answers? Are they going to stand up? Are they going to stay in their gaps? Are they going to make plays? Are they going to win their one-on-ones? I mean, that's where all of this is going to come down to. You know, as Tomlin even said Tuesday, all this is talk until they can prove they can do it on the field. And, you know, there's two things that bother me from a veteran defensive group. One is to hear about communication, because you would think if any group would communicate, it'd be a veteran group. And the other one is handling adversity. I mean, all these guys have been through every scenario, or most of these guys, and a few of the young ones haven't, obviously. Why are they having problems in these two scenarios?
Good question. Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. 50-minute mark we're coming up on here on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And this is our What's Cooking segment, brought to you by our local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, I should add, Jeff, it's not great golf weather here anyway. A high of 51 today and rainy. That's Nick Herbig, a low of 44. Carson Bruner, fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. How do we all feel, gentlemen, about candy corn? Seems like it's a once-a-year type of luxury, Bob, and it always seems to be stale. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's stale. That's why I can't eat it. Seems like it's been around forever. It probably never goes beyond that. It's probably stale when it was created, and it's stale throughout the course of its life, and I don't like that.
Jeff, is it constantly stale?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan either. I mean, I just don't. It's like eating a cube of sugar.
And it's like eating a candle.
Yeah, it's like I realize there's sugar in other things, but there's also more substance to other things. I just feel like I'm biting into sugar instead of getting like chocolate or other things that, you know, go along with this time of year. I mean, don't give me candy corn. Give me some candy bars. Butterfly.
Yeah, you want some chocolate mixed with something else in there. Yeah. Exactly.
Limits you a candy corn guy?
No, I don't like candy corn. When I was trick-or-treating, they didn't really give out a lot of candy corn. Maybe one person would.
I mean,
it's weird because
it's a bottom of the bag type thing, Bob. When you're cleaning out that bag 2 weeks after Halloween, what's left in there? Just candy corn scraps and maybe an apple, right?
I always laughed at people who gave apples because if you don't eat them quickly, they're just going to rot. And why would you give an apple?
That should be actually arrestable to give people an apple on Halloween. Jeff, we're in the spirit here on Halloween. We sounded like there were a bunch of ghosts in here earlier today. Take a listen. This is it.
Jeff, you've been around those. You know what those are, and you know why they start.
Limits, was that you in there?
Yes, that was Bob and I, and I think you might have been in the background, but it was Bob and I trying to mock you.
Jeff, let's see if we can... What?
That sounded like the worst choir ever.
Let's see if you can decipher... Bob, Limits, and me, are you ready for that test? I know this is big. This is important. Let's try it.
Let's do it.
Bob, that would scare people at a haunted house.
You could tell the high-pitched one. It's not me.
Yeah, that was Limits.
I can tell you right off the...
And the
Jeff, did you figure it out?
That should be your doorbell when they come for trick-or-treat.
It's no
noise.
Or your ringtone. Your ringtone.
There you go.
Phone.
I think Joe was first.
Yeah, it might have been me. I can't remember now. No surprise we won a Marconi, is it, Jeff?
Limits and Bob. No, not at all. Especially for audio.
Bob, I think I've broken you too, just like Ron.
Did you ever think you would
do that on live radio?
No, what's worse is I do it at home. My wife's wondering what's happened to me.
He takes his work home.
I don't. It just.
What do you do?
Much.
The yawning
it's
like
too
that?
Much. No, I yawn differently, but it's the singing.
Yeah.
I'm in the shower singing a religious song that has Mulsey's name in it for no reason whatsoever.
This is how Bob yawns, if you're wondering.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Jeff, I'm sorry. We're wasting your time.
Do you remember when Pat Bostic yawned?
For more, go to 957thefan.com. Now here's Doran.
Now that was Chewbacca. That is very Chewbacca.
I mean, some of this is just innocent fun. He needed to be hospitalized. Can we hear that again?
For more, go to 957thefan.com. Now here's Doran.
Were you here for that live, Limits, or how did that get taped? That's like a Loch Ness Monster sighting.
I went back and clipped it.
You did?
Yes.
One more time. I'm flabbergasted by this.
For more, go to 957thefan.com. Now here's Doran.
How about Harry just pauses in the middle of it, too, to let it go?
I think Harry was scared.
That's a true pro right there by Harry saying, all right, Doran.
I think he was scared. All right, Jeff, you're doing the pit game. Mason Heinchel, have you had a chance to sit down and talk to this kid? What's this guy? He's only 18 years old, and he carries himself like he's been around forever.
I know, it's crazy. I haven't had a one-on-one. He did talk to a group of us yesterday, and, you know, he looks still physically like an 18-year-old in ways, but his brain is far more advanced, his personality, his composure. And he said, I thought this was kind of fun and interesting, that when he, you know, if they feel like he's getting a big head, he has two sisters that make sure to knock him back down to earth. Mm. That kind of control, that if he's, you know, starting to think that he's all that, his sisters kind of say, hey, wait a minute. I love the fact that even after a 423-yard game, that he still thought he left things out on the field. Not like when Todd Graham had a quarterback throw for 500 yards and then ripped him. This is kind of a different scenario with Mason. And, you know, I heard from Frank Reich, who's the interim head coach at Stanford, who's been around a lot of really good quarterbacks, whether he's coached them or been teammates with them. He said, this guy's unique. This guy's special. Mm. This guy does things that not a lot of guys can do.
Wow. And I know for a fact, Bob, that Pitt is trying to keep this kid. And I think it's going to take at least a couple million to do that, because how can he not think ahead to that? And that's pretty high praise from Frank Reich.
No question about it. But, you know, they'll save 1.4 on Eli Holstein if he decides to transfer. Jeff, I never thought we'd be talking about this as if we're dealing with contracts. We aren't, but soon we will. Sooner or later, there's got to be some sort of contract written up, isn't there? Because when guys come and go, you give them $1.4 million and then they just leave or whatever the case may be, it leads to a lot of confusion and also a lot of stress on people who are giving money to begin with.
Well, I mean, they have a contract per se because they're agreeing to a money total that has to be, you know, put in the books by Pitt. So, like, the kids pay their own taxes on this stuff, but they have it written down as like, okay, this guy's getting this. So there
what
is
if,
kind
what
of
if,
a contract.
It is, but what if, like, for example, in Eli's case, the $1.4 million was designed so that he was the starting quarterback for the entire season. If he's benched and he doesn't come back and play, does anyone get a refund for that, or how's that work?
So I would think it would set a bad precedent when you're going after other recruits if you take money back from someone.
But that's
that
the
you
danger
or,
if you invest in
play.
One particular person, though. That's
it
what
is.
I've always thought.
It is. That's the roll of dice that you have. Now, there are still other ways to fill a player's pocket. I mean, there are ways to look at NIL. There are other opportunities for players to get money. But, yeah, and Pitt's been fairly upfront through this whole process where they've, you know, they've had an accountability for guys NIL, so they had an idea of who's earning what, you know, who's giving to who. They've been fairly ahead of the process when it comes to that. But you're right, Joe. I mean, they're going to have to find some big money to hold on to him, because, you know, if it isn't already happening, that other teams are inquiring about his services for next year.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. Good luck on the broadcast. I know you'll be great. And Bob shares my sentiments. I know that for a fact.
Absolutely. Do what you do, and hopefully part of that will be playing golf tomorrow. I'm sorry that I brought this up, but I'm putting pressure on Pat Bostic.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Right, see you, Jeff. That was Jeff Hathorn, and I've lost the read. Bob, can you talk for a moment?
Yes, I can. And
I'll just tell you what it is. Jeff Hathorn was
out what you're doing over here.
Jeff Hathorn was brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
There you go.
An
awesome a little
spot.
Helping hand.
I knew it was a golf spot. And I was ready to talk it, but then I realized if I go into the wrong area there, that wouldn't go well for the spot. So
I know.
I was caught off
guard.
All's
well that ends well, Bob.
Yes. It was a fun day.
Great day.
Started with Tyler Kennedy,
show, yeah.
Went to Chris Hoke, and then who knew yelping was going to be such a prominent role in the
certainly
fourth
not
hour.
Me.
It's also a sign that the fourth hour you get a little loopy.
Little loopy. You know? Yeah. Ron used to hate the fourth hour. Did we ever find his yawn? Is that anywhere? Is that retrievable the day he completely lost his mind?
I think it's been lost so far. It might have to be found at some point, but it has not been found yet.
All right, Limits. Thank you for a wonderful day.
Yes.
It's a Donnie Football Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
Reunited.
And it feels so good.
We're going to do our predictions. We're going to do the numbers game. We're going to do a quiz show. We're going to have all kinds of fun with you. Thank you for listening. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Joe. See you, Austin.
Good night, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.